It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer, all full of turkey and dressing today.
Yeah, hopefully everybody got their fill over the weekend and you know, watched some football and relaxed. And
yep, hopefully everybody got home safely to their destination. There were some travel hazards over the weekend.
But, yeah, plus I watched, I think I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles at least twice over the weekend. So.
Oh, yeah, you had a good weekend then.
It was a good weekend.
That's
good.
Yeah. Well, no, Christmas is on the way. So
it's hard to believe that it's the 1st of December already.
December already, yep.
I was, 10 days ago we were in short sleeves, and now we've gotten more snow than we've gotten in the last 2 years.
Yeah, we got, I don't know, probably 4 inches this weekend or something like that, maybe more, who knows.
Yeah, the stuff we got over the weekend was easy to move with a leaf blower.
Yeah, I did. But, I did the same when I blew my satellite dish off. Used a leaf blower. It's a lot easier than sweeping.
Yes, it was. A lot easier. But the stuff that blew when we had that blizzard, it took some fighting with a snowplow and a snowblower.
Yeah.
It was a joy digging out my trailer.
That's right. Well, I saw you out there working, so. Well, should we salute a veteran
here? Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Donald Richard Johnson. Donald was born on October 17th, 1933, in Pierpoint, South Dakota. Passed away on November 25th, 1984. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 7th, 1950, in Minneapolis. Was honorably discharged about 35 months later, on October 9th, 1953, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was part of the 28th Quartermaster Company, who served over in Germany, and he spent 1 year, 10 months, and 21 days overseas in Germany. Some medals and ribbon during the Korean War era. He earned the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany and the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the VA eliminating veteran family health care backlogs. It's always good to get rid of those backlogs.
Those backlogs have been the bane of VA's existence for the last 10-plus years. But there was a press release that came out on November 24th announcing that the CHAMP VA application backlog has been cleared. The VA announced it's completely eliminated the backlog for CHAMP VA, which stands for Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, CHAMP VA. It's a major VA program that provides health care coverage to over 900,000 qualifying veteran spouses, dependents, survivors, and caregivers. As of October, the application backlog has been reduced to zero, with new applications now being processed in a handful of days. I tell you, we used to be, I'd fax in an application to, because there's only one office, Denver handles all these applications. It was tough. I mean, and call them up, and it was hard to get through. And so hopefully the customer service has gotten a little better. Plus it eliminating that backlog. VA currently receives about 4,000 new applications per week and can process more than it receives. New applications, again, take only a handful of days to process. They've been cut to, thanks to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins, immediate two-pronged approach, provide CHAMP VA application processors with overtime pay to get the job done, implement process engineering and automation to sustain the gains going forward. Seems artificial intelligence is helping with a lot of this stuff.
Hopefully it's getting it right.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why they got guys like me doing what
double
we do.
Double checking.
And, to err as human, to really screw up, takes a computer.
That's right. Or a human with a computer.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. So agency. As a result, veterans' loved ones no longer face needless delays for health care coverage. Long-term automation will lead to faster processing times. In December, VA will complete its move to a more automated application process system that increases the efficiency of processing these applications. In addition, more than 90% of medical services and pharmacy claims are electronically processed within days of receipt for more timely payment. So a statement from the VA Secretary Doug Collins, veterans around the country knew it was taking far too long to process CHAMP VA applications. That meant delayed coverage for their loved ones. We listened, and now the application backlog that caused so many unnecessary delays has been wiped out. Again, CHAMP VA is, it used to be called CHAMPUS, now it's CHAMP VA. It's the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs. It provides health care cost sharing for spouses, dependents, or survivors of permanently and totally disabled veterans. So that's a VA term that, you know, a veteran can be rated 100% disabled, but and they can also be related rated permanently and totally disabled, which opens up the door for, you know, additional benefits. So PNT dependents of PNT veterans, veterans who have passed away due to a service-connected condition, or was determined by VA to be permanently and totally disabled at the time of passing. You know, there's all these certain nuances and situations. But again, you can contact my office, and then there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left that out for you.
You did. Thank you. Yep. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. Normally, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. I'm going to be out of the office on all day Thursday because I have appointments up in St. Cloud. So I'm a veteran. I use the VA too. So
okay.
But otherwise, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Oh, also next week I will be out Monday through Wednesday for a conference up in the Twin Cities. So
to go down to south down south this time of the year, like Florida or something.
I'm built for colder climates, so I enjoy this type of weather.
I'm glad actually, somebody does.
I'm looking forward to ice fishing.
Okay, so well, more power to you.
Yeah, and you saw me out clearing snow.
I did.
I probably had a smile on my face.
You enjoy that too.
I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah. So, yeah, get it out of there for the rest of us.
Yep, and you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445.
All right, appreciate it, Josh. You have a good week, and we'll talk again next week.
You too, and if I may say that your swelling has gone down from your little incident.
My nosedive into the computer last week. Yeah,
yep.
I'm looking a little better. So
a little bit better.
Not quite as scary.
You know, it's not much of an improvement.
Yeah, well, he's only got so much to work with.
That's what I was implying. So
I get it, yeah. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons.